This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The great Bobby Belt.
Bobby Belt is an idiot.
Don't make me take off my belt.
Don't make me take off my belt.
We're not.
Over to you, Bobby.
Back is Cousins. Time. Throws it in the end zone. Caught. Ray McLeod appeared to get away from Donovan Wilson. Wide open for the Atlanta touchdown.
Who could have ever predicted things would go so poorly in the return of Ezekiel Elliott to the Dallas Cowboys?
I thought you were going to say who could predict they would win by 10. You gave money away on that, betting the Cowboys to win this. Atlanta with three. That was easy money. Third quarter, I think it turned into 68-19 for the season now after the Ray McLeod touchdown. They outscored a 7-3, so I think it's 68-19 for the third quarters. But, yeah, the Zeke return, except for KMC's audience, I mean, everyone saw it coming.
Yeah, before we get into that specifically, Sean does make a good point. You're just giving money away with the
make a lot of good points.
Looking back on it now, I am curious. Was that a heart pick for you, Chop, going with the Cowboys?
No, it was a lack of faith in Atlanta pick.
Okay. All right. That's fair enough.
Yeah. You I just go by Atlanta.
Know thyself is the biggest thing. Ezekiel Elliott had a turbulent weekend. Actually, it wasn't turbulent. He wasn't on the plane, so I guess he didn't experience any turbulence. But Ezekiel Elliott had this benching, suspension, whatever you want to call it, at the hands of the Cowboys. Team imposed, where Ezekiel Elliott was reported not to be on the flight to Atlanta. The report then was that Ezekiel Elliott would be inactive this weekend. And so a lot of people initially took that to mean, okay, the Cowboys are just making a shift. Mike McCarthy talked a lot last week. I think we played the clips. Talked a lot last week about, I've always preferred going with younger guys. Yeah, I mean, I don't like seeing Deuce Vaughn inactive. I don't like that. And so people thought it was just a move towards that direction until we started getting the reports out there from Todd Archer and Jane Slater, Ian Rappaport, so on and so forth. Todd was the first one to have it. That Ezekiel Elliott was basically a team imposed suspension. They called it disciplinary reasons, but that is essentially a suspension from the Cowboys. And reports after that from Jane and others said this was sort of a mutual decision after conversations that were had throughout the week had determined that he was not going to be active. And then both sides decided, you know what, let's take a little time to reflect on this and get away from it and breathe a little bit. I think that what occurred here was Zeke was told he wasn't going to be playing, and Zeke had a reaction that the Cowboys were not expecting, and in the intensity level they were not expecting. And Ezekiel Elliott, I think, has been, it's not a secret, it's been inferred at different times, but Ezekiel Elliott has been very unhappy this season for essentially the last 4 or 5 weeks especially. But Zeke feels like there should be opportunities for him here, and that he was brought here under a certain understanding, and that has not totally been met. And I think given how things ended the last time, where a pay cut wasn't even offered, it was just determined, we're cutting you, splitting your charge, moving forward, and having a little bit of sour taste from that, and then still coming back and feeling like they had this reunion and this redemption, I think that he's pretty frustrated overall by what was sold to him that he feels is a bill of goods.
Choppy, before the season, I told you he's going to play 7 games. How many carries would you think would make sense for 7 games?
0. per game, 0.
Okay.
look, I thought we all thought that the moment they signed him and they didn't draft anybody, that he was going to start week 1. And
I didn't, but I was wrong. He started in name.
he started a name, but I mean, he was getting, you know, decent amount of carries, like far more than we all thought he deserved. And that's just the reality. Like, they put themselves in this position. They didn't address the position in the offseason. They didn't address it in the draft.
No, but give me a number. Seven games in, before the season starts, Zeke should have what amount of carries through seven games?
Based off his talent level, he should have four game. You know, like that's okay. he should be. And I don't have a problem with his snap count number if, you know, if a lot of it is pass protection.
Yeah.
Right. And if he's absolutely the best pass protecting running back they have, if that's true, I don't have a problem with his snap count number, which means that he also is going to get more carries anyway, just because, you know, you change things in the line of scrimmage and he's already in there.
We'll carry him out, Bobby.
I would have felt like he should have gotten through seven games, probably about what he's gotten or a little less potentially. What I expected he was going to get through seven games was he's getting a little over half what I thought he was going to get. And that's also from just discussions I had with people and insight that I had. So if
he's
I heard some of those
half,
things.
Half, like less?
Yeah, I was expecting him to get 10 to 12 carries a game. And that's not happening.
Okay.
And it hasn't been happening.
I would have said before the season, since no one wants to answer the actual question.
I answered both.
4 to 5 carries a game. He's at 48. So 7 times 5 is 35. He's gotten more work than I thought he would have gotten, or I think he should have gotten. 5 carries a game, maybe 6, 10 to 12. And we have to figure out what the initial plan and discussion was. What did they lay out to him? What was his role supposed to be? We all just assumed basically a veteran cheerleader, a mentoring cheerleader. They may have told him 10 to 12. There's a reason we didn't go get anyone else. And we don't have anyone besides Rico that we're looking to get carries. You're going to be the bell cow. You're going to be the guy. You are going to lead the team in carries, and we're going to turn to you every week. And maybe that's why he got ticked off. We don't know what was said to him initially, what was promised.
Juice was a big part of what he was told he would be coming here to bring, which is they wanted
juice.
Juice.
That's the last thing that he's capable of bringing.
What? No, not that kind of juice. Like intensity during the practice week. Okay. They felt like his practice habits were really strong. They felt like it was contagious to other players. They felt like they really missed it last year. And for a team that needs better practice habits, clearly, inserting him in there, they thought, this will be good. Now, here's the big question that we probably got to figure out a way to ask Jerry this tomorrow somehow.
And by the way, Jane Slater reported he's been a distraction this season. Aside from habitual tardiness, he's missed 3 team meetings, with Friday's meeting being the final straw. Yeah.
And that's a guy, when you start missing meetings, it's a guy that knows that his role is gone and he's not. Yeah. He knows that he can't do it either.
Well, Dez Bryant would say none of that is a big deal. Dez tweeted, I really hate that this is reported because you and I both know it's been far worse S that's never been reported on certain players. I can recall a player missing an S ton of weeks of practice and it never hit the media. Wild S, man. So that's Dez having Zeke's back.
Okay, now
everybody's right. Dez is right. That happens. It's happened with Zeke throughout his career in Dallas, where he has been late to meetings and late to, you know, flights out of town and different things like that. That's been him throughout his entire career.
Right, but what Dez is missing, I think, is that it doesn't. A lot of that matters with, I think the players sometimes forget who you are doesn't mean what you are anymore. Zeke, if this was 2016, Zeke, he can miss as many meetings as he wants.
Yeah.
And practices, and he'll still be on the field, and he's still going to be the bell cow, and he's still going to perform.
Yep.
Dez in 2012 and 2014 could.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season, but this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Missed as many meetings as he wanted.
Yep.
But Dez in 2016 and 2017, he's not that guy anymore.
Yep.
And you just can't do that. And there comes a point in everybody's life, especially athletes, where they cross over from a player that matters to a player that doesn't matter. And Zeke is realizing fast that he's a player that doesn't matter anymore. And you can't act the same way.
Here's the thing that's really puzzling to a lot of different people right now. Is that, okay, fine, we can take that report. Take the report that Zeke has been a habitual problem. and that he's been distracted this year, and he's been late to meetings, and this was building, and this was kind of the final straw. Why, if he has been a habitual problem, did his workload from the Giants game steadily increase in terms of the amount that he was playing?
Wow.
Because you're sending...
Great question.
I could also see...
There's a lot of people that would text right now, and they took Jerry Jones' pregame. A lot of people turned Jerry's pregame answer with Christy Scales on the Fan into him undercutting Mike McCarthy again. And a lot of people would answer back that question, Bobby, and say, Zeke went to Jerry. I don't know this. I don't know who he went to, but we know something happened behind the scenes. Zeke went to Jerry, complained, and Jerry, you know, with his Jim Brown comparison with Zeke in New England, maybe this is just a theory. I'm not reporting. I don't know. I would tell you if I knew. Jerry pushed it on the coaching staff from McCarthy. Get Zeke his carries.
I think
that would make sense.
I have not had it spelled out to me either in any sort of way. I think it was probably just enough noise was made that it got further up top, and they became aware of it and had discussions about it and said, well, let's try Zeke Lamar. I don't know that there was any sort of like a sit down, but I think that there was enough noise made of just like, hey, Zeke's kind of unhappy, guys, and this isn't great right now. And it does lead to several other questions, and not to be conspiracy minded, because I'm not saying these are the answers, but
yeah, save that for tomorrow.
It does make you wonder, okay, could you not get Dalvin Cook active and on the field because you were concerned about Zeke's already upset? We don't want to make him more upset. Is there a reason why the Rico Dowdle workload tapered off after a Pittsburgh game where he played really well? And you start asking these questions of just, were you going to the whims of a player you still felt a little romantic about?
Didn't have his pads on. Let's put it like that.
Oh, baby.
Or
looking good.
Or to be fair, did you, because the way Zeke seems to feel about it, did you tell him something and Zeke just said, guys, look, you either need to let me go or you need to start living up to what you told me I was here to do. And the Cowboys went, well, we don't let him go. All right, fine. If this is the understanding, we've got to meet him a little bit. I'm sure, you know, they always say it's two sides of a story. Obviously, Zeke's going to have his perspective. I'm sure he doesn't feel he's wrong, especially if there was a tense moment that led up to Zeke, you're inactive, and just it reached a boiling point, I think. But it's a testament to how sideways everything has gone this season and how further, you know, up and down and around this can go, that somebody like Zeke, who Jerry fought through so many different headaches for, public and private, and financially, you know, costly and not, for this to be a breaking point where, like, the relationship has been fractured.
You think he is done?
Yes, I think so. I don't think anything's been decided, but my England is, given where it is and seeing how other things have played out with the Cowboys in the past, I don't think he plays for the Cowboys again.
Ooh.
With the Philadelphia Eagles playing and winning yesterday, they're still not one of the two biggest stories in the sports world. They're both coming out of Philadelphia. The two biggest stories in sports, and none of it has to do with the Eagles. Final hour of a Cowboys Monday next on Sean and RJ, 105.3 The Fan.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.